Weißt du, wie weit ich sein hier? Say a few words. Weid Achsanya, which is the Achsanya, I understand is Teira Meseira, particularly the Achsanya of this particular convention. And the Novi says in Malachi, at the end of Malachi, Chosku Olai Divrecha, Omar Hashem. Hashem Yisborach comes with a complaint to Klal Yisroel. Chosko olai divrecha. You have spoken strong words against me. Omar Hashem. Va'amarte. And you may answer back, or you do answer back. Manit barnu olecho. What have we spoken against you? And Hashem Yisborach says, amartem, you said, shov avoid elekim. Shov. It's in vain to serve Hashem Yisborach. What do we have out of keeping his mitzvahs? We feel that we have been pushed back from Hashem. And now, because of this feeling, anachnu ma'ashrim zedim, we even give credit, ma'ashrim zedim, we confirm that the wicked seem to succeed. Gamnivnu oisei risho, those who do wickedness, the wicked ones, have built themselves up. Gambochanu elikim, they tested Hashem Yisborach vayimoleitu, and they escaped. Rashi adds, "Anachnu ma'ashrim." We confirm what the wicked ones have done. Anachnu avadnuho, avadnu avadnuhu. We served Hashem Yisborach. V'shomarnu mishmartoi. We kept his mitzvahs. V'ato, and now roim onu horeshoyim matzlichim. We see the reshoyim being successful. Ad ki ma'ashrim onu eis, until we confirm them. Al Maiser Rishosom. Gambochanu Elikim, because we see they tested Hashem Yisborach Loima to say, Nire Mayuchal Asis Lonu, Vayimoleitu Minorov Leini Kosheilu. They succeeded. It seems that they were successful. Mezoktiba von der Alte von Slobodka, he asked the question, what kind of situation is this, where Hashem Yisborach, Chesomoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, Hashem Yisborach, from whom nobody would dare to lie in front of Hashem. Hashem Yisborach says, Chosku Olai Divreichem. We're not talking about school children in school where the teacher says, who did this? And everybody says, I didn't do anything. Chosku olai divrechem omar Hashem. V'amartem, ma nidbarnu olecho? And one dares to say in front of Hashem Yisborach, ma nidbarnu, we haven't said anything. And Hashem Yisborach said, you know what you said? You said, shov avoy delikim. Is it possible that a person, Klal Yisroel, should say to Hashem, ma nidbarnu olecho, after saying, shov avoy delikim, and think they could get away with it? So the Alte von Slobodka Avada, they didn't say this in words. They didn't say this in words. No one would dare to say Hashem Yisborach Man Nidbarnu Olecho if they said Shav Avoy Deliki. But says the Alte von Slobodka, if a yeshiva man, a ben teira, gate in the gas, if he goes in the street, he walks in public, mit alam geponim, depressed, without the freiliche schmeichel, without a smile on his face, without the simcha of being a ben teira shining from his face, and he looks a nebuch, and everybody looks around and says, the yeshiva man is a nebuch. Das heißt gesagt, shav avoyde lekim. That's the same as standing in this most public place and shouting out, it's not worthwhile to serve Hashem. And this is what the Ribbono Shelom said. Chosko alai divreichem omar Hashem. Man, what? We didn't say anything. What do you mean you didn't say anything? You did not publicize the simcha of a ben teure. You did not just demonstrate the happiness of one who serves Hashem. Amaltem shav avoy delikim. And with that, one gives confirmation to all those who try to influence others in the wrong direction. That's called Ma'ashrim Zaydim. Gambochanu Elikim Vayivolet. Oz, when Klal Yisrael come to such a state, and when they get shaken up and realize that by their attitudes and their behavior, they are being chas v'sholem mechalel Hashem by not responding to the call of the moment, by not showing the happiness, the content that only those who go in the way of Hashem feel and can have. Oz nidvru yirei Hashem. The eighth only is then to come together. Nidvru yirei Hashem, isha re'eyu, to strengthen oneself, to be able to face the adversary and win. Show that we are the ones who have the true emes with us. We are the ones who have happiness with us. Our way of life is the one that brings contentment and happiness to everyone. If this was true or is true about the general attitudes of the Olam, the Charedish Olam, at certain times in history, and perhaps in most recent times, it definitely is true in the field of education. 10-20 years ago, I don't think one has to go further back than that, people went around depressed. We gave up on education. And the impression was, shav avoy delikim. Various federations were successful in setting up schools. Various pseudo organizations or Jewish organizations took the lead, and in the Olam HaTorah or the Charedish Olam, there was a depression. We are losing the fight. And the impression was, shav avoy delikim. I think at that moment, the Ribbono Shel Olam had a great taina on Klal Yisrael. And the taina was, why do you let them get away with it? And although I don't know too much about American Jewry and American organizations, the impression that I have is that Torah and Mesorah rose to the challenge. And this type of convention is set up as Oz Nidvuru Yirei Hashem Yishareyu. It's the Torah, Chelek of Klal Yisrael, which Baruch Hashem is developing, is growing, is expanding, and it dares to show a smiling face. says the world. We have the keys of education in our hands. And it's worthwhile to educate. We have the methods to educate. We have the means to educate. We have the personnel, Paul Hashem, who go out from yeshivas prepared to educate. And Torah, Baal Hashem, has a future. This is the Oz Nidvaru Yirei Hashem for which we've come together and for which I'm very grateful to be able to have a chelek in your work and in this chizuk. Lahadil Torah Lahadil. I was asked to speak on Hilchas Melamdim. Be'emes, it's impossible to give even a faint sketch of Hilchas Melamdim in one short presentation. But what I intend, Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, to speak about tonight is just one single fundamental yisod in Hilchas Melamdim, which is the basis of a successful education. And this is the relationship between the Rebbe and the pupil, as the Torah demands, not just expects, but demands. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah begins with a psukim that impose the task of teaching on every father. Noshim avodim uktanim turim mitalmud Torah, avokotan oviv chayiv lelamde Torah. Oviv, his father, is chayiv lelamde Torah. Shenema velimatem oislam es b'neichem ledaber bo. And the Gemara and the Rambam continues in Halacha Beis, kishem shechayiv odam lelamed es b'noi, כך חייב ללמד את בן בנוי, שנאמה והידייתון לבונך ולבני בונך, a father must teach his son, and a grandfather has a chiyuv to teach his grandson. בלוי בנוי ובן בנוי בלבד. But it isn't really and particularly only a mitzvah for the father to teach his son, or for a grandfather to teach his grandson, אלא mitzvah על כל חוכם וחוכם מישראל, Lelamed es kol ha-talmidim af al pi she'enom bonof. But it's a mitzvah for every chocham in Klal Yisrael to teach all pupils who would ask him to teach them af al pi she'enom bonof, even if they are not his children. Shenem. The pasuk says, v'shinantam levonecho. V'shinantam levonecho. I noted as when one enters the building here, state on the outside, V'shinantam levonecho. So the building is built on this, on the basis of this mitzvah, V'shinantam levonecho. The Rambam says, V'shinantam levonecho means that every chocham must teach all pupils who would ask him to teach them. Mipi ha-shmur londu, the Rambam says. This is already Mipi HaShmur. This is the Torah Shebaal Peh of a Pasuk in the Torah. V'shinanta levonecho, we would think, is the same as Levilimata Moses Benechem. It means you should teach your children. And it belongs to the, it's just an added assay on the idea that a father must teach his son. Mipi HaShmur, Lomdu, says the Rambam, Bonecho Eilu Talmidecho, Shatalmidim Kuruyim Bonim. Mipi HaShmur, the Rambam says that Chazal took this posuk out of context. And Mishinantam Levonecho does not mean you must teach your children. Bonecho does not mean your sons. The mitzvah of teaching your sons is contained in the posuk of Limata Moses Benecha. Mishinantam Levonecho means a chocham must teach pupils. So the obvious question is, if the Torah meant to say nothing more with this posuk, v'shinanta levonecho, then that every chocham is mechuyev to teach talmidim even if they are not his children, then why does the Torah say Vishinanta Levanecha? Why does the Torah not say Vishinanta Netanmidech? There may be a very deep reason behind this. The Rambam later on in Perek Hei in Hilchos Talmud Torah, at the end of Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Beis, Kesheim she'atalmidim chayovim b'chvoid horav, kein horav tzorich lechabed es talmidov ulekarvo. V'altekolosh in the Rambam, we may come back to this Rambam if we have time. The Rambam says, Kesheim she'atalmidim, after listing all the halachas in Perek Hei of a Talmud, how he has to respect his teacher, the Rambam says, Kesheim she'atalmidim chayovim b'chvoid horav, just as pupils have to respect the teacher, kein horav tzorich lechabed es talmido avu lekarvo. So meir di kolosh no ramam kishem kishem. Just as talmidim have to respect the rebbe, so the rebbe has to respect his talmidim u lekarvo and to draw them near to him. Chachom u chachomim, because so the chachomim say. It's not just an empty word in the Mishnah in Ovis, which everyone knows. Yehi kavoy talmid chochol v'lecho kishalach. And kishalach means like you're covered as a Rebbe. Then the Rambam continues with these words. V'tzorich odom lehizoye betalmidov. A person has to be very particular with his pupils. Ula oyhavo. And he must love them. Sheheim habonim hamahanim le'olam hazeh ule'olam habo. Because they are the children. They are his children. Sheheim habonim hamahanim, who benefit him, who give him all the benefits, le'olam hazeh ule'olam habo. Gewaltige Loshon Rambam. It's clear from the Loshon Rambam that the Rambam understands Bonim as a description of a bond between Talmid and Rebbe. Tzorich Adam lehizoye betalmidov ule'oyhavo. The Rambam learns in the Loshon HaTorah. When the Torah says Vishinanta Levonecho and does not use the Loshon Talmidecho and leaves it to the Torah Shebaal Peh to explain to us that Bonecho Eilu Talmidecho is because the Torah wants us to understand, the Torah is teaching us an attitude, a method, and a fact of life. It's an attitude. It's the attitude of a teacher to a pupil. Teaching Torah is not just to impart knowledge. Teaching Torah is much more than imparting knowledge. When the Torah says Vishinanta Levanecha, the Torah is describing the unique role of a Torah teacher. One becomes a parent. One wants to give over a message. One wants to influence. One wants to develop an appreciation of Torah. And above all, we want to infuse in our pupils a love of Torah. We want to mold We want to form the character of the Talmud. A teacher of Torah, who is genuinely interested in the development of his pupil, is worried like a parent. How can I impress him? How can I influence him? He has the delight of a parent in seeing the Talmud grow. Veshinantom Levonecho describes the attitude that the Torah expects and demands from every teacher to his Talmud. Tzorich Odom Lizoe. This bond, this feeling of love, is something which, without that, one is not yoitze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, from the Melamed's point of view. This is the chiddush that the Torah tells us with the words v'shinamta levonecha. Talmud is a child. One has to love him like a child. It's also a method. It's a derech halimut. Because when the Talmud feels this flow of ahava from his Rebbe to himself, he's much more receptive. He accepts teichocha. And he feels secure that the rigorous duties imposed on him in study, at the end of the day, we ask a lot from a child. And if the child feels that the teacher is a persecutor, then the love of learning is lost. And when it comes, it flows with avo from the Rebbe to the Talmud, then any duty becomes easy. Every duty becomes easy. And then one comes to a stage where the Talmud looks at the Rebbe like a father. Be'emes the Sifri, in Sifri, that's very interesting, the Sifri on the, says on Mishinanta Levanecho, Kishen She. Talmidim kruim bonim, tach the Rebbe skruim av. Shneema ve'elisha metzayek ovi ovi rechem Yisrael porosh. What does the Sifri tell us? I think the message of the Sifri is very important. There's a difference. The psukim are different. V'shinantan levonecho is a mitzvah, is a demand. The Torah, and the Rambam puts it this way, v'tzorich odom lihizoye v'talmidov u'le'oyhava. The Talmud, you've only been successful with a pupil if the pupil out of regesh, in a moment of emotion, we shout, Ovi, Ovi. Then you know you've been successful. And Chazal tell us this in the Sifri. It's not sufficient even that you feel the responsibilities of a father. We're talking about a flow of emotion. That the Talmud, it's no good a teacher saying, it hurts me more than it hurts you, and I mean this only for your good, and all these wonderful words. But do you feel it? Does the child feel that you love him? That he is your son? Will he in a moment of emotion shout, Ovi, Ovi? But Torah teaches us this is the relationship. This is the bond between the Rebbe and the Talmud. And this is the soid, this is the secret, and this is the key to successful education. But for your encouragement, I will add, it's also a fact of life. The Rambam says such a wonderful expression, Heim habonim hamahanim v'oilom azeh v'oilom abo. What does that mean? For every mitzvah we have, oilom habo, and there are many mitzvahs which odom oichel perusehem v'oilom azeh. What is so special about mitzvahs melandim? That heim habonim hamahanim v'oilom azeh v'oilom abo. I want to explain to you a yisod of shteido. Be'emes Chazal say, Rashi brings in Bamidbar, Kolam Lamed is ben chaveiroi teiro, male olav akosu kilu yoldoi. This is a Chazal. But it's a Chazal which explains pshat in a posuk, which means that the pasuk, the Torah wrote a very strange arrangement of psukim only to teach us this lesson. The beginning of Bamidbar, when the Torah says these are the children of Aaron and Moshe, and then only reckons out the children of Aaron and not the children of Moshe, and Rashi says, because the children of Aaron learned by Moshe Rabbeinu, and Kalam Lamas ben Chavir Teira Mala Olam Akosu Kilu Yoldo. What does it mean, Mala Olam Akosu Kilu Yoldo? What does one have from this, Mala Olam Akosu Kilu Yoldo? Kalam Lamas ben Chavir Teira, he has great Tzcha. What does it mean, Mala Olam Akosu Kilu Yoldo? So on the Chuvus HaRajbo, Chuvus HaRajbo is in the Chedek Chamishi from the Rajbo, that's the Nun of the Nun Aleph. The Rajbo there was asked a Shaila by someone, Estira in Chazal. We say, Bro mezake abo, ve'ein abo mezake bro. A son can give schusim to his father, a father is not able to give schusim to his son. So the Shoyal asked the Rajbo, what say Schusovis? All of our tefillahs are all based on Schusovis. What do you mean, Ein Abba Mezake Bro? On Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankov, where would it be today? Ad Hayom we only ask him to Schus Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankov. And all our tatas, it's in their Schus that we hold that we survive and that we exist. What's the chat? Where's the school of it? How does it fit in? The two chazal. So the Rajba a gewaltige klal, Rabbi. So the Rajba like this. A son is an extension of his father. A child is just like another limb of a person. And if someone is zeicher to have children, and 120 geht er weg from the world, but as long as he has children, then he's alive. His children do maisim, and every single maisim that a child does, being an extension of his father, it's as if the person himself was doing this maisa, it's his hand and his feet. And therefore, children give schusim to their parents. Children give schusim to their parents means that they give schusim to parents in Olam Habo. Bro mezake abo be'olam habo. Father in Olam Habo continues to live, continues to steig, continues to benefit from every meise toiv, and chas v'sholem verkehrt versteht zach, from every meise toiv that his children do. He benefits and he has the schus because he brought this child into the world. It's an extension of himself that continues to work for him. And this is the mahalach of Brahma Zaka Abba. But it's only le'olam abo. The ain abo mezaka bro be'olam abo. A father can't help a child in olam abo because the father is not an extension of the child. There's no contact, there's no connection, there's no reason. There is nothing with which a father can provide a child in olam abo. Because the father is what he is. He's an extension of his father, but he's not an extension of his son. On the other hand, the olam hazeh, it works the other way around. A father, a tzaddik, did gvaldige meisim toivim, was odom oichel periseim be'olam hazeh. And sometimes a person can build for himself such a store of meisim toivim, which bring a schar be'olam hazeh, which he himself doesn't need so much and hasn't had time even to use. And the great storehouses of schar from mitzvahs which oichlen periseim be'olam hazeh. Klal Yisrael in the midbar, we all know they ate man because Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu did. Came to Klal Yisrael in the midbar. What did the other day? Shliach came to Klal Yisrael in the midbar. This is Peiros Boilem Hazeh from Ein Meisach Chesed. Schus Ovois. That means in this world we live with a schus of Ovois because we are like we Yoirish, just the same as we can inherit the worldly goods of our fathers. The schus Ruchni with which the Ribbono Shel Olam provides in Olam Hazeh, we also inherit Yoirishim. So Shrus Ovois is in Olam Hazeh. Fathers can give Shrusim to their children from which they can benefit in Olam Hazeh. Children give Shrusim to their fathers in Olam Abo. And fathers can't give Shrusim to their children in Olam Abo. Zog the Rambam. Heim habonim hamahanim ba'olam hazeh ba'olam abo. Talmidim are children. Talamalamed es ben chaviroi toiro mal olav akoso kilu yoldoi. You're creating a new tzura. And Malamed doesn't teach knowledge, just give over facts. And Malamed molds a child. And Malamed changes the whole form of the child. And this is what the Torah demands from us. We're not yotze our duties just to be professional imparters of knowledge or whatever you're going to call it. Ma'alol ha'kozul kiliyaldoi means that this child is formed by me. His whole attitude, his whole approach to Torah and mitzvahs, his character, his personality is formed by the Melamed who teaches him Torah. Al Melamed is ben chaveru Torah. Malo olav akosu kilu yoldoi. Do you know what that means? That means that every single maisa that child does later on in life, he may steig and be a talmid amachkim es raboi. He may become a talmid chocham, he may become a marbitz Torah. This is mein kind. Heim habonim hamahanim boilem azeh boilem abo. It's worth it. V'shinanto levonecho. The Torah zot, a Talmid is a kid. One small halacha, dachzach. But in this halacha is contained the ganze hilchus milat. Shinantam levonach. one more point, perhaps, which is good, because we mentioned it was in the Rambam. The Rambam says, starts off this halacha, Perkei halacha Yud Beis, with the word pishay. Pishay. Just as on his chayiv, a talmid is chayiv lechabed is harav. Kishen shatalmidim chayovim bechvoy torav, kach harav tzorich lechabed is talmid over lekar. First of all, lemaisa. Chabed es ha-talmidim, the abuse of the Talmid, has to show them. Chabed es ha-talmidim. But to understand, what is the kashem? I think in kashem lies the secret of kol. The MS is, we have not only a right, we have a duty to demand kovah from our talmidim. It's a false anova if a rebbe will not demand kovah from his talmidim. Because kovah is one of the greatest, one of the strongest ways of Ashpah. The way one influences is through respect. There's a gewaltiger Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yeruchim says Pshat in the Rambam in Perek Zayin in Hilchos Deyos, Perek Zayin or Perek Vov in Hilchos Deyos. But the Rambam says that Derech Briosi Shalodom, Rus the Rambam, in Perek Vov it is, Derech Briosi Shalodom, Lies Nimshach Bedeyosob, Ube Meislav Achereov, Chaverov, Neue Keminek Anshe Medinose. The Yesod which the Rambam tells us, that Derech Briosi Shalodom, it's the natural way our person is created, you can't do anything about it. A person has a mechanism, Derech Briosi Shalodom, Lios Nimshach B'Deyosob U'B'Maisob, with all his thoughts and his ideas, his midas and his deeds, all are the, a person is attracted, Achareov V'Chaveirov, it has to do with his friends, Noye Kemine Ganshe Medinosoi, and the people of his Medina, and the Medina in which he lives. And the Rambam, who was the greatest philosopher of his time, has got no etzah. He doesn't say sit and learn Musa. He doesn't say philosophy. He doesn't say anything. Lefichach, zorich odon ischabel etzadikim, v'leishev etzlechachomim tomid, v'ischachek v'ne roshoim ahalchim b'choshim. He's got no etzah. No etzah. Because derech b'yosei shalodom. Dr. Yeruchim, what is this derech b'yosei shalodom? What does it mean? There's some rays of influence that go. A person lives in the Medina, so therefore, somehow, what is this influence? What's the shah? Derech b'yosei shalodom is noyeg. Kamin agamshim medinosei. Or the Russian, derech b'yosei is nimshech achereo v'chaveirov. What's a derech b'yosei? What does it mean, derech b'yosei? A person is an animal. What's a derech b'yosei? Dr. Yeruchim, the yesod advorim is that every person is born with a natural, I don't know what to call it, instinct or natural desire of metzias chen. He wants to be appreciated. Every person wants to be appreciated. Every person wants to be appreciated. If every person wants to be appreciated, and he says, for instance, he tells the four, he says, I'm sitting in front of all a mensch, if he goes for by, he says, if he goes past me, mit a base upon him, hab ich am nicht lieb. And if he goes past me with a schmeichel, hab ich
an mich. Du musst, ich weiß nicht, damit mit dir. Ich weiß, ein Schmeichel ist kein Schmeichel, und der Bitte von dir kann besser ohne. What's the story about? Aber ein Mensch ist das so.
Aber ich bin mein Zeichel.
Ach, bin mein Zeichel. Wer mein Zeichel war mir schon gedacht, das ist ein Mathe, ein Mensch.
A person wants to be Moitza Chaim. We made it like this. If he's in a group of people and the people are faced, then they help nicht von Teure, they help nicht von Mitzvahs. They enjoy sport, they enjoy talk about finance, whatever they talk about. So I don't want to be the odd man out. I want to be Moitza Chaim. If I want to be Moitza Chaim, I'm Nimshach. What society respects, that's what I'm going to be. That's the side of Derech Briyosi Shal Odom Liyos Nimshach Achereya Bechamim. All the Torah is full of Hilchus Kovet. The Torah wants that we should be mechabed the good things, because that natural inbuilt battery that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave, L'Tachlis Toiv, that the person wants to be Moitza Chaim, was given to a person that she should be Nimshach after that what we respect. And the Torah, together with that, the Ribbono Shel Olam, together with giving a person this feeling of Moitza Chaim, gave us a Torah which telling us what to be Mechabed, so that everybody with this feeling of being Moitza Chaim will be Nimshach after that. The Yisod from Kovod the Rav is to be Nimshach after every word of the Rav.
Kommt der Rambam und legt sie noch an die Kunde, dachte, das ist der Pschad. Geschehen.
Geschehen, Shatamidim Chayovim Bechweit Horav. Kach Horav Zorch Lechabed Es Tamid.
Has the same purpose. Because if it's a dictatorship,
if it's an imposed covert, if it's a rigid school rule that you have to stand up for the teacher, but it isn't respect, then it won't have the desired effect. And you know how it becomes respect? When the teacher shows respect for the Talmud.
When the Talmud feels that the respect that he has to give the Rebbe is part of a way of life. The Rebbe himself is Mechabed. And then he'll be Nimshach. Ava and Kovod, those are the secrets of the bond of Talmud to Rebbe, which a Rebbe and a Lamed Torah, whose ambition is not just to impart knowledge, but he wants to achieve that gewaltige, that great achievement of expanding his family, nothing more, nothing less. I saw once a maimer from Dain Abramsky, Zichrone Livroche, to somebody who never didn't have any children
and was upset and disappointed about it and depressed. He said, I don't understand. The Torah says, Vishinam Talavanecho,
who's stopping you from having family? Hey, my boni, my mahani, boilo mazer, boilo mabo.
This is the way we look at it. This is our attitude. Then our tamidim will be our children, and our children will be nachas to us and to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.